This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, December 10th, 2009. I'm Caleb Brown. Who among you would build a house without first counting the cost? Well, apparently the U.S. Senate. Many senators want a full accounting of the public and private sector impositions caused by changing health care in the United States. So far, that cost estimate has not been forthcoming. Michael Cannon, Director of Health Policy Studies at the Cato Institute, offers his thoughts.
If you look at the first iteration of the president's health plan, the first one that was introduced in Congress, it was back in June that the House introduced a complete bill. And ever since then, we have been looking at certain cost estimates of the legislation, but never a complete cost estimate. The legislation in the House and in the Senate would trigger about $1 trillion in new federal spending, would impose unfunded mandates on the states of maybe $25 or $33 billion over the next 10 years. But they would also require private individuals, employers, to spend their money on health insurance. We haven't seen a cost estimate of those private sector mandates, and they could more than double the cost of the legislation from $1 trillion to maybe $2.5 trillion. So in June is when we saw the first iteration of the Obama health plan. In October, there was an interesting letter that was signed by eight Democratic caucusing senators, because one of them was Senator Joe Lieberman, an independent from Connecticut. And what these eight senators said to Harry Reid, the majority leader of the U.S. Senate, was interesting. They said that they don't want the Senate to move to a piece of legislation or consider an amendment or vote for final passage on a piece of healthcare legislation without complete cost estimates of that legislation from the Congressional Budget Office. Those are Congress's nonpartisan number crunchers. And they want that cost estimate 72 hours before any action is taken. So that letter was written and sent to Senator Reid in October. In December, the Senate took up that legislation without a complete cost estimate. The Congressional Budget Office still has yet to produce an estimate of the private sector mandates, so we still don't know how much those are going to cost. They could cost, if history is any guide, they could account for 60% of the full cost of the legislation. And yet those eight senators really haven't said anything to Senator Reid about not fulfilling their request for an open and honest debate over this legislation. And I think that that's to Senator Reid's discredit and to those eight senators' discredit for not providing that information to the American people so that we can know exactly what we're getting into. As it is, we may have, or the Senate is debating what they think is a $1 trillion bill when it could be a $2.5 trillion bill.
Is such an estimate forthcoming?
The Congressional Budget Office produced this sort of an estimate for the Clinton health plan back in 1994. And they have not yet produced one for this legislation. It doesn't appear that that this is a priority for them. But they did it for the Clinton health plan. And if Senator Reid insisted, then the Congressional Budget Office would be able to produce an estimate for this legislation as well. One suspects that Senator Reid does not want a complete cost estimate from the Congressional Budget Office, because that would reveal his legislation to be much more costly than he says it is.
Who are the senators?
The eight senators who signed that letter to Majority Leader Reid are Senator Jim Webb from Virginia, Senator Mary Landrieu from Louisiana, Senator Mark Pryor and Senator Blanche Lincoln from Arkansas, Senator Claire McCaskill from Missouri, Senator Joseph Lieberman from Connecticut, Senator Evan Bayh from Indiana, and Ben Nelson from Nebraska. These are moderate Democratic senators who said that the cost of this legislation is important and an open and fair debate on this legislation is important. And yet Senator Reid disregarded their requests, completely ignored their requests, and they haven't said anything to Senator Reid about it, not publicly anyway.
And Republicans in the U.S. Senate, they can't do anything to push along that kind of estimate?
Well, that really remains to be seen. They can ask the CBO for this information. The CBO has a lot on their plate. I don't think it would it may not be as effective as Senator Reid asking for this. But it is certainly within the Republicans' power to try to bring the to try to slow the debate down and keep raising this issue. And I think that they should, because if you think about it, moving forward on this legislation without that complete cost estimate is really anti-democratic. You are denying the people the information they need to make an informed judgment about the legislation that you're trying to pass into law. You're denying members of Congress that information so that they can make informed decisions about whether this legislation should become law. In fact, there are even indications that the authors of this legislation, Senator Reid and others, crafted it so as to hide this this tax burden from the American people. And that is really, I think, the most anti-democratic part of this process.
Michael Cannon is Director of Health Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his work at cato.org.